Thomas, first of all, can I please just get your reaction to the FA's decision today to overturn the red card?
Of course, I'm pleased to hear that, but you probably saw my interview after the game. I was having doubt.
Sorry, I just missed the very end of your answer there.
I said, of course, I'm pleased to hear and see the decision, which is the rightful decision. But if you saw my interview after the game, I was never in doubt.
Is there, obviously you're relieved and you're pleased at the decision, but is there a concern from you that that decision and the fact that you didn't have the player for the remainder of the game could ultimately prove costly in your pursuit of Premier League football?
The thing that maybe not have Rico, that's not an option because now we have him, so I'm not just thinking about that. The other bit is the past is the past. We can't do anything about that. If we should speak about refs in general, the ones of you who normally listen to either press conferences or post-match interviews, I'm very, very, very rarely criticize refs or decisions, and there's been plenty to criticize. So the one or 18 months or how much have been in charge here. But that's football. It's part of, it could be human errors. The reason why I reacted fairly firm was because I think there's something we can change for the future, for these semi-finals with so much on stake. That was why I reacted. And going into this game, because this could be, it could be one of my players who made an individual error, anything. So the fact is that we lost the game 1-0. And we are so ready to attack. I was ready to play after the game. My player was ready to play after the game. There's no head drops. We're just ready to go.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. You obviously asked the players to clear their minds after the Barnsley defeat. With the performance the other night, albeit a defeat, do you feel that they've done that? And do you feel that they're mentally ready for what's to come?
100%. And I said that in the press after, I said it in the dressing room, I said it Thursday morning to my players. I was very, very proud of them, the way they approached the game, the attitude you're talking about so much, or the personality, coming with that confidence you come with if you're a good player or a good team, but humble, because we know we're playing against a good side. Big, big respect to Swansea, very good side. And I think it was a good match, but I think we were, if you look, and I looked the game back, until the 66th minute, yes, I know they had some chances, but I think overall we were more in control, more on top of that game. So I'm very proud of that, and also the way we handled the setback, from being 11 to 10 players, and the way we defended. So I'm confident, can't wait. Full of determination and ready to go.
Obviously, a championship season is a huge test. But if your team were to come through this, given the last few weeks of what's happened, would that be the ultimate test that they've passed to get up to the Premier League, the way you've done it?
Yeah, of course. I think both in life and football, it is how you react to setbacks, or it is how you react to things that happen that you is a punch in your face, or where life gets tough or football gets tough. It is how you react to that, and I think my team or Brentford have reacted very well to that. And we actually, you know, the crazy, not the crazy thing, but the interesting thing in football. We didn't get the result, but everybody could see our attitude, the way we carry ourselves, the way we approach that game was bang on. We still lost, okay, that happened, but it's all about how we approach that. And I'm 100% sure that my players, they'll leave everything out there tomorrow, 100%, and we'll go out there to attack. And if the big football god gives us a little bit that he hasn't been giving us the last three games, I'm 100% sure we're going to win that one.
Just finally for me, Thomas, you've obviously assembled a very attacking squad, a lot of envious eyes from other teams and managers, I suppose, naturally looking at your players. Do you feel that if you don't go up now, that you might lose one or more of your top players?
We would do everything we can to go to that final, and when we are in that final, we do everything we can to win it. So if for whatever reason it shouldn't happen, what are the next two games, then ask me the question.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Moose from TalkSport. Ian there?
Moose?
Ian, is
it? Ian is there, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Right, sorry, I missed the beginning, so can I just ask about Rico Henry? You must be delighted. You were always confident that he was going to have the Ricardo return, weren't you?
Yeah, I was. Of course, I'm pleased. But also, if you saw my interview straight after the game, I was 100% convinced that he would play tomorrow night.
You said in the preview before the first game that if you were trailing, you wouldn't throw on all your Pataki options. The other night, obviously, I take it that if you're still training going into half time or beyond in the game at Griffin Park, you'll absolutely do the opposite. You'll throw every attacking option you have onto the pitch.
I will. Of course, we have lined up plan A, B, C, D for scenarios tomorrow, and the players are aware of that, so we know what we want to do, depending on the momentum of the game and of course the result of the game. One thing of course we need to be aware of is that maybe we can't end with 8 attacking players out of 11, because if we get that goal where we need to win the game, then we still need to play 30 minutes extra. And that's why we need to just have a slight balance playing those 30 minutes. So that's the thing we are aware of course.
Is there more pressure on Swansea tomorrow because they go into the game obviously with the advantage of 2 results, seeing them through either a win or a draw?
Yeah, I don't know. I think both teams will feel that, you know, say pressure or tension or no, I would say importance of the game. They'll feel that importance of the game. But also the dynamic and the psychology in it, it always change over the two games. So now they have something to protect, and when you have something to protect, you are less likely to attack. I know that Steve Cooper said that they want to attack, and I think they will attack. That's how we play, that's how they have played the whole season, Swansea, so I'm pretty sure they will come and try to do that. But in the back of their minds, they still know that they have something to protect. How it actually is going to play out, we never know. That depends on the game. But I think we will see. Yes, I think my perception of this is that I think we'll see a pretty similar game between two teams that want to press high and dominate the game on the ball.
Can I ask you about the famous tactics board during the drinks break? Because I thought the drinks break was boring. So you offer the players a drink and keep them hydrated during the warm summer evenings, which we're not really experiencing. You're bringing out your tactics board. Can you just explain that one for us?
Yeah, I think it's a good opportunity. You have 30 seconds to speak to them, so it's actually just a visual tool you're using. So, I got told by the fourth official that it was only for drink breaks, but... So my question will be that, so they think we're just saying hello, are you okay, you want something to drink, or what all coaches are putting some points across, and because we're using a visual tool, what is the difference? I don't get it, but anyway, I'll use it again.
Do they actually told you what,
sorry? Say again.
I mean, the fourth official actually told you off.
Yeah, he did. But I said, yeah, maybe, but I will continue.
The fourth official has actually told you off.
Yeah, he did, but I just told him that that's fine.
Yeah, last one then. It's...
Yeah.
Last one, it's the last ever game at Griffin Park, and arguably the most important, I don't know for how many years. Are you looking forward to it? Are you nervous? What are your feelings going to bed tonight?
My feeling is that I think we need to remember, all of us, there are important games, and then there are a little bit more important games. And this is one of these defining games and moments. We are not nervous. We know we need to attack. We learned from every single game we played this season. We learned from Stoke to Barnsley, from Barnsley to Swansea, and we learned from Swansea to the second leg tomorrow night. And I can just feel inside my body how my emotions are. And when I speak to the players and when we speak to the staff, we are in total combat mode. And we are so much ready to go out and play, and we will come flying, and we will do everything we can to make it a last magical moment at Griffin Park that can stay with the fans forever. And I can promise them that we will, you know, when we are done tomorrow night, I know that I personally will carry my players off the pitch if they can't do that themselves.
Brilliant. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Okay, Phil.
Hi, Thomas.
Hi, Phil.
How important was it for your team to show that discipline not to concede a second goal on Sunday, to come back to Griffin Park, yes, with a deficit, but with a very narrow deficit?
Very important, because we knew that, of course, you saw the game, Phil. We went there to try to attack and then win the game. But we know we're playing against a quality opponent that have done well this season, with good attacking threats. So we knew that it could also be a draw, and we could lose a narrow, get a narrow defeat. Now we've got this narrow defeat, and we're definitely in it. We just need to win the game, and that's why it was very important that we dig in and did everything we could to defend well. And I think we did that. We only gave that, you know, one moment of brilliance from Ayew away. So that was very important, and that was just another example of the top solid defensive performance we produced this year.
And what was the bus journey like back? What was the return journey like? Were the players, you know, not seething necessarily, but certainly angry about the way that it happened, and showing determination even on the journey home on late Sunday night to try and right that wrong?
Yeah, but it was exactly, there were no head drops. Honestly, it was only, of course you're not bussing after you lost the game, but it's the closest I've seen a team being bussing, can't wait to play after you lost the game, because we are so ready to make this right and turn it around. So we can't wait, honestly, we're just looking forward to it.
Steve Cooper described the first half on Sunday as quite a tactical game. There were one or two little tweaks which you threw in as well, maybe that Swansea had to adapt to, and likewise. Have you still got some surprises up your sleeves, potentially, to swing the balance in tomorrow's game?
I would love to have that. Of course, we prepare and we have looked through the game, but just like Steve Cooper and his analysis department and coaching staff will do. So, of course, we hope we can, how can you say, you know, get up top of each other and make sure you dominate that game. But the only thing I can say is that we have planned for plan A, B, C and D, and we're ready for every possible scenario of that game.
These last three games have obviously, the results are disappointing, but you would say that there are reasons to be positive about some of the performances that you've seen, even in these defeats.
Yeah, 100%. I think we talked about it before, but I think actually all three games, and if we just started Stoke and Barnsley, I think any other day we would have had a draw or won. those two games. We did enough. We didn't hit the top performance level we have had done earlier in the season, but we did a fine performance that should have give us a point or 3 points in those two games. The Swansea game, I'm so satisfied with the performance we produced throughout the game, but especially until the red card, where I think we were on top. So I think there's so many positive things we can take with us. And then tomorrow, it's about, of course, both teams will leave everything out there. I'm 100% sure Steve will say the same to his players. We need to make sure we leave everything out there. The players know it, they'll encourage each other, both teams will do that. So it's going to be a tough game to watch. And then the final bit is, it is about also be cool in the decisive moments. That's the bit we need to learn from last game. So we're cool when we need to finish. We're cool when we need to do the clearance. We're cool when we need to do the tackle. We're cool. That's the thing. We need to stay cool. Oh, Phil's frozen, maybe.
Yeah, I'm back now. I'm frozen there, Thomas, for a little while. Yeah. Just one final question then. What is special about Griffin Park?
I think there's a couple of things. I think it's because it's a quite unique old English ground. And it's an old English ground that experienced the four top leagues in leagues in this the table from the first division, second, or what they call it, or all the way in the last 116 years. I think that's quite remarkable. I think also it's unique in the way it's a smaller stadium for a smaller club, and it's so compact and so intimate. So there's just so many good things in it, and people need to have been there, experience a sellout under the lights to really understand it.
And will you try and recreate that in some way, shape or form? Peter Gillen shouting in the mic, will that help tomorrow?
Then put it this way, we brought back Peter Gillen before these two games, because we needed him in back with the boys, and he was so happy, and we are so happy having him with us. So he is just bringing that extra love, passion and determination you need to show in a game like this.